KRUH.
Timing. I was finally able to dig my mic out of my console. Didn't hear you yesterday. Were you in early or late or not at all? Yeah, I got in, I don't know, 6:50-ish yesterday morning. I don't know why I was so early, but woke up, got ready, and that's just kind of how it happened. Wife's on a new schedule, so getting to the office early is easy, but today was my firstborn son's 4th birthday, so I hung out a little bit in the morning to say hi to him. Cool. How old? 4 years old. Groovy. Is that your oldest, or is your daughter your oldest? They're Irish twins, but my daughter is the oldest. She's 5. Roger. There you go. The fun times. I mean, 10, 11. You know, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's tons of fun then. Then they're in all sorts of mischief. I can't imagine, because they're already in the things that they shouldn't be, and then they get into things that I'm impressed they know how to do. My littlest, he's going to be 2 in January. He's, this morning at 6:30, he was driving a little monster truck RC car around the house. I'm like, why are you doing this, and how do you know how to do that? But, yep, it's a good time. Just lots of work.
Yep, as well, it's all good. So, cool. Oh, man, I almost didn't go in today. I went home. I got into work yesterday, and my back was just giving me all sorts of crap. So I went home at lunchtime, finished out the day from home with a heating pad, hoping to loosen up whatever it was or make some room for the nerves or something. I don't know what the hell that does, because it's a nerve thing pinched in the lower back. Today I wake up a little better, but I'm not wearing dress pants with a belt. I'm wearing sweatpants, kind of, sort of. So, no meetings for me.
It's crazy what back pain does to you. It's almost, I think, tooth pain and back pain are the two worst pains you can have. And back pain is just what is it called? Jesus, can't even talk. It's crippling. Debilitating? I don't know. I quit.
Debilitating? Debilitating? Debilitating. I think that's what you're looking for. But, yeah, back pain's bad. I think tooth pain's probably worse as far as just pure pain goes. I had tooth pain so bad that it had me just double over with my hand. Head in my hands, just couldn't get away from it. Back pain is bad, but as long as I sit or stand straight up, as long as I find a spot, I'm usually okay. You know, I can get away from it usually.
Fortunately, I've only had tooth pain one time, and it was my first semester at college. All 4 of my wisdom teeth were coming in at once, so I didn't sleep for about, I don't know, 2-3 months straight. It was miserable, and it's been over a year since my back's gone out, and I had to go see a chiropractor 4 times in a week. But yeah, it sucks. I don't know if you're in that culture where you believe in chiropractors, but everyone I've gone and seen when I needed them, they've been absolute magicians. But I know there's a ton of people who are like, absolutely not, I will never go to a chiropractor.
I tend to be more in that camp. Not saying I wouldn't, but it's nothing I ever think about doing. I can't imagine the scenario that would have to occur for me to go, you know, for me to do that. You know, I mean, it's worth a try, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin. So basically, it's I put myself more in the it's quackery, and I don't want to do it. And then plus, I've known a couple of chiropractors in my life, and one of the ones that I know, I swear to God, if you, anything had happened, you know, I'd say, oh, I my pinky finger hurts, you know, because I slammed it in a door or something like that. He goes, let me see if I can adjust your spine, take care of that, you know. It's like, you just shake your head and go, what?
Yeah, I've met some like that too, where that's, you know, the solution to everything is a snap, crackle, pop, and I get everything's connected, and the spine is, you know, the core of everything. I just don't get how, like you said, right, something that extreme. Now, I will say, I mean, they've cracked my hands, and I'm like, holy crap, that's amazing, but it's all temporary relief. I can't even talk today. I need to go back to bed. So, it's, you know, like that one guy I went and saw, phenomenal chiropractor, had me back and walking in like 2 days. Felt better after the first visit even. I mean, I was wrecked. Could barely even drive. And he's like, I'll see you tomorrow. Like, I get you're working on a patient and you want to see it through, but at what point are you just having me come here to collect a payment?
Yep. Well, I suppose before I did anything like that, I should probably go see my regular doctor and find out, you know, if there's anything going on. I've had this particular back pain. Mine's very, very specific. It's, you know, I hear people talk about pain that shoots down their leg, pain that does this. You know, it's very, you know, it's, mine is like a very specific spot. Just to the left of my spine. I mean, like, you know, it's like right at my spine, but on the left side of it. And it's way low. They did some x-rays a few years back when I bitched about it, and they said I had deterioration of the whatever it is that separates L5 from S1. And they believe that there's a nerve getting pinched in there because of it. So it's all, you know, I believe that is the case, you know, but when it happens, you know, when that nerve pinches, man, it just, you know, it's not the pain, but I lose, like, control. I can't stand, you know, and my legs get wobbly and I can't hold myself up. It's not that there's pain in my legs. They just lose their function.
And I believe the only cure for that is fusion, right? I think my mom has a similar thing. She's actually supposed to schedule her surgery here pretty soon. She's actually, like, her back's really jacked up. I think she needs 3 vertebrae in her lower back fused. And then my wife, similar situation. She was a gymnast in high school and fractured a vertebrae in her back, and same thing happens to her occasionally. She gets what you get, just like back just isn't happy and things don't work like they're supposed to. She gets pain though. But yeah, it's weird how it's all connected. It makes sense, but man, it's not fun to deal with.
Yeah, oh, I get pain. It's just, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't radiate anywhere. It's just, it stays right in that spot. It's like a knife, you know, or something going right into that particular spot. Hard to explain, but there's other non-pain, is what I'm saying. There's non-pain symptoms as well, and that's my leg's kind of giving out. So, that's a combination. You know, I've heard people say, oh, sciatic, you know, there's something in the sciatic nerve, and that's supposed to be similar, you know, in the back there, but everybody says that shoots down your leg, the pain. And I, you know, like I said, the pain does not shoot down my leg. In fact, I lose sensation in my legs, if anything. So it might be sciatic, you know, just a different, you know, in a different way, like it's cutting it off instead of poking it or something. I don't know. But, well, enough on all that. Old man talk. Although, your wife is not old, so, you know, it's not always. And when did this first happen for me? Let's see, I'm trying to think. It would have been 90s. So we're talking, yeah, I'd have been a younger man, too. And I remember, I can tell you the day it happened. I was leaning over. You know how radios have, like, what, the RF deck, and then they have the control head? Well, we used to call them trunk units. And the trunk unit for the Centaur X9000s were huge, you know, and they were in this trunnion, this tray. And, you know, you'd get one of those old bathtub Chevys come in that were being used for patrol cars in the 90s. And you had to, hold on. And you really had to lean over, you know, the back of the bumper and into the trunk and really extend to get up, you know, to get a grip on the trunk unit, which was up on the package, the shelf in the trunk. It was quite a reach, and I was tugging on it to try to get out, and like, pull, and then all of a sudden, wham, and something hit right in my back and sent me to the ground. And I was like, oh my God. And everybody goes, you okay? And I got up, you know, I said, yeah, I'm fine, you know, now. And that was it. It's just like that, you know? And that particular pain has come back, you know, every time. It's that pain right there from when I popped it, when I pulled that tray. And it just gets more frequent and longer. I went probably a couple of years before I felt it again, you know, back then. And then, you know, then it was like, you know, maybe more often, and it just got more frequent, and then now I get it, you know, every now and again, a couple times, three times a year, and it sticks for like 2-3 days. Sucks. Did I time out? NACDF. It did. It was perfect timing because I was going through my crater. I could hear you, but then I got to a point where it just cut out, and I was very, very confused. I'm like, man, is it that bad? But then you said, did I time out? So I think you may have, but I remember I had a similar situation. It's just a weird angle. That's why they always say lift with your legs and not your back. But I was cutting a locking hitch pin off of an old truck of mine. It got ruined in the wintertime. I couldn't get the damn thing out. So I was sitting on my butt with my legs under the rear bumper of the truck and with an angle grinder. And I wasn't, like, severely hunched over, but enough to where there was apparently strain on my lower back. And I went to go stand up, and I literally couldn't. Like, something slipped, and I imagine it was a similar thing to you. Like, my legs just didn't work. I had to lay on the ground for a minute. And then recompose myself, and it hurt for a couple days. And then, same thing. It's been kind of recurring ever since then. But I also think a lot of the damage was done throughout college, just lifting heavy weights like an idiot, and doing it all right, like proper form, programs, all that stuff, but just doing unnecessary amounts of weight that are obviously damaging to joints and backs and all those things. So now I'm in my early 30s, and I'm starting to feel that.
Well, let's hope it's not the norm. By the way, let me know if I'm okay into the UMP right now. Hopefully it's not the norm that it gets worse over time and you'll be fine. I'm going to jump into Big Apple here and grab myself a bagel. I'll be back in a minute. Just comment quickly on whether I'm holding this one. All right. W8FE.
You're in. You sound good. I'll talk to you in a minute. NADDF.
I am at the home of the average Joe Cornhole.
Thank God that I was on the phone. Sorry. What'd you say?
I said I was right in front of a place that claims that they are the home of the average Joe Cornhole.
Where might that be?
16 in Garfield. There's a little place called
something backyard bar and games. It looks like it's a bar kind of that replaced that serves alcohol and does backyard games, like cornhole being one of them, I guess, because they're the home of Average Joe Cornhole.
I think I may know where that's at, or driven by it at least. I've never been.
It just struck me as weird, home of the Average Joe Cornhole looking like. Okay, great. That's good to know.
So did you get your coffee?
I did. I'll tell you. What the hell is this? Okay. Thought my road I was going to take here was closed, but I'm going to run Clinton River all the way to Cass. But, yeah, I went to Big Apple. And my big quest has been finding a bagel I like. And I think I've told you this before, but I like 12 grains. And none of the Tim Hortons fiction. That's my number one favorite. It's a Tim Hortons 12 grain. Not all of them carry it. It's going to be more and more not carrying those. Luckily, the one right by my house does. But I never think to stop at that one. And I always stop at one of the ones on my way in. So my second favorite is a pretzel. Nobody's carrying those anymore. And then a salt is another one I really like. Nobody's carrying those. I'm like, my God, can't I just get a bagel I want? You know, sure, as long as it's plain, or there are two other choices they consider the stock. But I think we had this discussion before. But Big Apple's got plenty, and they got lots of really good choices.
We have bagel day at the office every Friday, and I'm one of the first people in the office, and I always forget that it's bagel day on Friday. And by the time I get there, the only ones left are the raisin, which are fine, but not really for me. Texture thing, and then the plains. So I can kind of relate to not getting the damn flavor you want.
I think they stock the plains because they figure, well, everybody can deal with the plains. But they're the ones that nobody picks. They're the ones that it's all that's left. And, if I was going to not carry one, it'd be the raisin, right? Because that's definitely, I get the 12 grain, too. A lot of people don't like that. But I don't know if a lot of people have given that 12 grain that Tim Hortons a try. People have a certain negative, kind of concept of multigrain. And, but boy, they do it. I don't know what they do with theirs, but they're like crack. They're so good.
I'm a fan of whole grain anything. I always get the, what is it, nine grain wheat. I don't remember what it's called. The Jimmy John's bread that you get instead of the French bread. So I've never had a bagel like that, but I'm sure I would like it. But I am pulling in here. I got to get in and get going. It's going to be a busy week to wrap up some stuff before the holiday. When you get in, I meant to bring this up when you mentioned the trunk unit on those old cars. ICOM is releasing a new mobile called the ID5200, which looks like a more advanced colored green version of the 5100. So I've got a feeling that's going to come out long before that Kenwood.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. All righty. And, oh, yeah, that multi-grain bread from Jimmy John's is excellent. It's very similar to that in flavor and whatnot to that 12 grain and Jimmy that's Tim Hortons, you can find one. Anyhow, have fun. I will check it out. By now I'm sure you've seen the 7300 Mark II. So there's that too. All right, later. W8FU.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Sean. I just wanted to touch base with you briefly, if you don't mind. As you know, I worked in healthcare, physical therapy for many years. And my thoughts and prayers go out to you for whatever resolve you get. Treated many people with back issues, let alone other stuff. And even treated myself recently because I pinched a nerve sitting crooked and getting up and getting older. And I have one of these Velcro belts I can put on temporarily to realign my spine because that's the problem I had. It wasn't a structural damage as much as a improper position that caused a bulging disc or a pinched nerve. So I can relate to the pain that you're talking about. Back to you.
Yeah, it's a bugger, man. When it gets bad. Today it's just a little like it's kind of reminding me that it was bad. It's not really bad today, so I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed and I have a good day. But no, you helped me out a lot, Joe. You and I, when we first talked about this, oh God, it's probably been a year or two ago. You were telling me not to lean away from the pain, lean into it. And ever since I took that to heart, what you were saying, and you explained why. And now when I do that, I tell you what, it doesn't cure the pain, but it gets me moving. As long as I can get out of the chair, which is getting in and out of chairs, that's the killer. So if I can get myself standing up, and I do that kind of like work my way, work into the pain a little bit, and then it generally resides, and I can walk around pretty good. Until I have to go sit down again, and then once I get seated and I get situated, I can generally find a spot where the pain goes away. So it's just that transitional stuff that's just a real killer. And sometimes I can't walk, but usually if I do that lean into it, kind of work my way into it, it'll compress that back down and get that nerve to, maybe slide in a little bit, or whatever it does. But that helps a lot. And you told me that a year or two ago.
Yep, you just saw that. One thing you may purchase that may not, it's not going to cure anything, but it can help. One reason people have trouble getting older, obviously, because age itself is aging, is you lose your abdominal, good fine-toned muscles of your abdominal area. Your abdomen, your abdominal muscles actually support the front part, the anterior part of your spine. And when people get older and they say they get a beer belly or a big belly and that, the guys in particular, especially that supports your spine, which allows it to move around and shift, and that gets the, the slipped disc and the pinched nerves and all that. So when you got strong abdominals, that's the support, the foundation support for your spine in the front, let alone you got back muscles that do the same in reverse, in the back. But you may look into one of these Velcro belts that the people that work in factories or work in supply stock houses or, stock rooms. They wear them for support so they don't put their back out, but you don't want to rely on that 24/7 because then your muscles get weak and you rely on the belt. But if you're in pain and want to reset it, I slept in mine through the night, got up the next day, and my pain was gone. It itself did not take away the pain. It was my alignment of my spine with the belt helped to rely on it to get the pinched nerve out of there. Back to you.
Very good. Well, good tips. All right, I just pulled up to work. I got to get inside, so Joe, we'll catch you next time. After yours, W8FU.
One last thing, Sean, as advice you can do periodically, not often and a lot, is if your wife there can help you, you put little Dixie cups of frozen water in your freezer, and when you need an ice massage, she can ice it to take away the immediate pain so you can work your way out of the pain. So that'll give you a temporary topical one. You don't want to do it too much too often to numb it and get decreased circulation, but it can give you, if you're really in pain bad, it can give you some relief temporarily. 73KE4ZYQ, 73 for now.
Thank you. Heading to LCA for the fourth time this month for the same issue.
Headed where?
Little Caesars.
You get some pizza later there? that'd be nice.
Oh, I got a 6, door hinge, door hinge.
Games in the football field, so it was
We're on the field of the Astrodome, and we have to push our robot up this ramp to get to ground level to get to the football field.
Oh, that sounds cool. I didn't get into robotics when I was in high school. I mean, I had one of those fully robotic arms, you know, from Radio Shack, but that's about it. You know, but I do mess around with, you know, electronics and things that make noise and buzz and, you know, techy stuff.
Yeah, it's a little programming. I think it started in mid to early 90s, I think. It's evolved quite a bit, and they're all over the world now. And they were doing two championships, but when COVID hit, they instead of doing two, they brought it back down to one.
You guys ever national champions with the teams that you're on?
When I was in high school, definitely not. We would be lucky to even make the finals. Certainly doubt the first round. The last team I was a part of with through work, they never got a national championship, but they had gotten the state championship at least three times, and one of them was when I was on the team.
There you go. That's great. That's better than nothing. I mean, that's an improvement. You got your divisionals, then you got your regionals, then you got your state. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, Michigan's kind of a special area. They started doing districts before anybody else. They used to just do regionals, and but Michigan's kind of a special breed, and they've kind of been said that getting the state championship in Michigan is better than getting the world championship, because world, you can get anybody there. It's a little different ball game, but you kind of get, there's not enough matches to really weed out the best people. It's been said getting the Michigan State Championship is harder than getting the World Championship.
Yeah, in addition to that, because it's Michigan, there could be automotive or other companies that look at some of those designs and say, we can implement this in, you know, our manufacturing areas and stuff.
Yeah, that's part of why Michigan is so good, is because we have so many engineers and automotive engineers and people that do software. And there are some really good teams I got in California that are mentored by Google and, you know, those types. But Michigan is definitely a hotbed for automation and that sort of thing.
Yeah, Google comes up with some surprising designs, too. They got some neat stuff when it comes to AI. And Meta's right there behind them. I just saw something that's going on there that I thought was pretty cool. You know, with all these AI glasses or goggles or whatever. It's really neat what you can do with that and how technology's come so far since when we were kids.
Yeah, Google's been working on it for a while. I don't know if you remember the Google Glass. That was, it's like 2000, early 2010s. But they had like released something out to the public, like as a beta, and then they never went anywhere with it. But people didn't like people having cameras on their faces.
on the faces or on the glasses, but hey, let's strap a GoPro to our head with a big, huge stick.
Yeah, I find that funny with the GoPro that you have these people wearing all these aerodynamic suits and like if they're doing, you know, for whatever they're doing, or the cars will be, have all the spoilers and all the aero stuff, and then they'll strap a big GoPro right in the middle of it. It's like, what's the point of putting this aerodynamic helmet on and then strapping a GoPro to the top of it as a big drag?
My point exactly. Except the one that I like to watch with the GoPro is the tower climbers. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I watched some of those. There was one I was watching, the guy that he would do setups for like concerts and stuff, and he was walking across the stadium on like a rounded truss. And he's just walking across like no, and he's just not even holding on to a rope or anything, just balancing right across. And I was like, man, I'd be dangling from my safety rope and I sit by the second step.
Well, there's one video on YouTube. It's called climbing a 17 or 1900 foot radio tower. To change a light bulb on top of the thing, and that one's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think I've seen not that one like that years ago. But, those guys actually don't get what they really should. There's kind of a documentary kind of deal about that, like a company will say, hey, we need to climb a tower, and somebody will subcontract it to subcontractor to subcontractor, and then you get paid peanuts to go climb, and everybody else is just making a buck off you just because they're the subcontractor, you know?
Yeah, this one is, it shows the company name. It says climbing the, whatever foot tower. The tower's like taller than the Sears Tower in Chicago, and it shows the guy, and shows how he climbs up there, and the safety equipment he uses, and then the top of the antenna, when he goes up the antenna, is the only place that is allowed to free climb. This guy free climbs all the way up, stops, throws his hook up on one of the pegs, and leans back and looks over the horizon. He gets all the way to the top there, and screwed the cover off and popped it open and changed the bulb.
Yeah, one slip up and you're scraping off the ground with a shovel.
Yeah, but it's not the falling that hurts, it's the sudden stop at the end.
Yeah, that's physics for you. I'm about to go underground, so I'll say 7:30.
Hey, KKK, I'll talk to you in the afternoon. 7:30.
Hey, Uncle Tom. Turk with Blunt.
Good morning, sir, Walter.
Good morning. Beauty. Heading towards the office. They're trying to cram down an HMO down our guys' throats, and I'm going there to tell them no.
An HMO is better because you get more stuff out of it. The only downside is they have to, you can't go see whatever in-network doctor you want. They refer you to one.
Yeah, and did you also know that the doctor gets compensated by how little he refers you to specialists?
Oh, so PPO is better because you can choose your specialist.
Yeah, I've always paid extra for the PPO all my life. Now that I'm on the senior care program, I
I stuck with the traditional one, too. There must be a lot of money in that Advantage program thingy, because I'll bet you I get 10, 15 calls a day trying to get me to sign up for it, you know. I'm actually getting mean to these people, you know. I ask them how their family goat is and stuff like that. It's disgusting how many I get, but that's a different soapbox. So anyways, that's my agenda for the day. A couple of the employees asked me to show up and help them. So I'm a nice guy. I'm going to go do it. Plus, you know, good old Wally, he has no problem talking what's on his mind. The thing about it is not even the president of the company that's promoting this. It's the insurance company.
So I'm sure they're getting the kickback. Yeah, you speak your mind like I speak my mind, and that's why I'm not allowed in corporate meetings when the head honchos come into town for a town hall and they want a couple individuals from the field in there. I am never chosen.
Yo, all right, I'm here, and I'm going to go start barking. Roof, roof. I'll talk later. I got a lot of driving to do, so after this. W8 Victor Delta. Ooh, W8 out.
Good luck and enjoy the day. 73 Kilo Charlie, Kilo Kilit Oscar. Cucho monitoring.
Mobile.
Am I, as always?
Where be you?
75 north on the Davidson, heading over to Ferndale.
That's where I'm heading, Ferndale.
Yeah, gotta do the camera system. That's this one account over there by the old Carpenter's Union school.
I'm going to West Stanford. They don't have any air.
Tell them to turn the compressor on.
They did, but there's a hole in the tank.
Put your finger on it.
I was going to go grab some KB Weld. Oh, come on.
Okay, like that'll work. That means you got to get a new tank, or do you got to cut it out and weld a new piece on?
You're not allowed to do that. That means they got to buy a new one. The tag on the tank, I'm sure, is older than 30 years. So I'm going there nicely to tell him, no Fisson, gotta buy new.
They brought in strains of condensation out of it and eventually rusted. My book says it's at the bottom of the tank.
No, what I think happened is they bolted the compressor too tight to the ground, and it's supposed to have rubber insulators between the ground and the compressor, and you're supposed to leave the bolts loose. So, but when people don't know, they bolt them tight to the ground, then they vibrate themselves apart.
Okay, yeah,
depends on if we put a crank in the bass.
Yep, like the song. Do a little dance, shake a little something, you know, get down tonight. So, that's what happened. So I go over there with my humble face and say, I'm sorry, but I can't fix it. So, that's my job for the day.
Sounds like me, my first job. Went to LCA. Because there was a door that wasn't working on the stairwell after I paid a crap ton of money for a locksmith to replace a micro switch and a transfer hinge, which are not cheap. And he goes, there's no power to the door. I'm like, oh, okay. So, went into the control board with the power supply then, and lo and behold, oh, a blown fuse. Replaced that, and that took 3 minutes. And then I went up to the cafeteria and had a wonderful, healthy breakfast.
Company time, did you punch out? Not, I'm going to have to tell.
Well, considering that me and my coworker are the top dogs in the service department, and the boss lets us play wherever we want, no. I need on company time.
I ain't just messing with you anyways. Alright, other than that, not too much. Talked to Dave Burdell last night for quite a bit. That was fun.
Yeah, I keep meaning to ask him how that strobe light worked for him.
Yeah, I gotta get his radio and put one more frequency or one more talk group in it. Talk group is the right word, Waldo. Talk group. Gotta do that, grab the other two back, get one to Mike, and get the other four back to where their home is.
Well, that worked. And I think I told you I ordered a programming cable for the Motorola so I can upload the radio into my CPS version 2.0.
There you go. It'll work with the other version, just to let you know. Doesn't matter either way, especially on that radio. I think that'll work fine, because that's at 209, or no it isn't. Yours is at 12-something, which is as new as it can go, which is fine. We'll leave it alone.
Yeah, because I just have the old plug from version 1, so uploading the code plug from the radio to the software that I have, and I'll have everything that I need in there, and I've been poking around in the other one and learning the Motorola CPS, and it doesn't seem too complicated.
It really isn't that bad. Once you understand all the different disciplines, it's really not that bad. You just got to get everything right. The color code, the talk group, the time slot, the frequency, the roaming capabilities, the IP connect, and where you put it. Other than that, it'll work. I'm going to take this phone call. I'll be back.
Hey, Jill.
I'm back.
And I am still here.
I'm going to change repeaters. I'm 23. I'm going to try something else. Let's go to Warren. I'll be right back. How's that sound? W-D.
Sound good to me. K-K-K-K-O.
Stop that. I gotta take this radio up and stop it from wherever it hears transmitting back. Because I don't pay attention, and the last one was 1988 LBS. Now it's on 2.6.
Yeah, I usually use foreign, but I try to stretch and exercise LTS as much as I can.
In Ferndale, what do you use?
I'm on Warren right now.
What a small world. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good reach, so I try to use them, you know, whatever one has the best RSSI on it is the one that I try to stay on.
Look at you getting all fancy and everything.
This is WACD.
It's always a radio announcer, don't I?
Beginning to sound like me.
I'm going to be home alone tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do. She's got to go babysit her mother.
Are you done laying down all the sod?
Got one piece left. So a bunch of burnt spots in the lawn. I got carried away with Roundup. I did some damage, but I think I figured out how to undo the damage. Miracle-Gro, baking soda, rototilling, and a lot of water.
I use Preen. I got this bucket and I put it in the flower beds. Kills the weeds, but not the flowers. You know, you gotta sprinkle it all around and then you gotta water it, get it wet, get it saturated into the ground. And worked okay so far.
I saw that stuff at the landscape place. They had quite a bit of it. I thought, oh, this stuff must be pretty popular.
You messed up, you believed them. Alright, I gotta get into this account. I'll be back in a bit. KGO.
Alright, if it works out, we'll stop someplace to have a cup of coffee. WDA.
WDA-KLL. KF8-DRC from WDA-KLL. KF8-DRC from WDA-KLL.
Well, good morning. KF8-DRC, go ahead.
Well, there you are, Jack. How you doing today?
Well, very good. It's a little chilly, and that's about it.
Yes, it is. It's, man, it's a beautiful day if you got some yard work to do. How's that garden coming? You starting to get a lot of cucumbers and stuff?
I don't know. This year is different. You know, I got some cucumbers and a lot of tomatoes, a lot of cherry tomatoes, too. And how much tomatoes, I grow about 6-7 of them.
What about peppers? You grow any hot peppers or anything?
I have about three jalapeno. They got flowers in them. The reason why, because the cucumbers took over. You see how it is in that picture I sent you. It went all the way high.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the local farmer here said it's really a good year for peppers because it was so hot.
Yeah, that's for sure. So how's everything? Everything all right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, everything's good. Had a little problem with my back there last week, and finally went to the chiropractor. I hadn't been to him in a couple months. And, boy, he straightened me out. Still a little sore, but back on track.
Well, see, because a couple of months it makes a little bit different, because you're not supposed to do what is supposed to be done. and that's why it made it a little bit different. But you'll be all right after after he'll work as you, that's why.
Yeah, he's funny, the guy that I go to retired, but he does it on the side. Obviously not for the money, but he lives a little bit away. He lives up in Clio, so I got to drive up there, but he gives me a good deal and takes care of me. But he's going to be gone for 8 weeks, so he's going camping and stuff, so I got to make sure I'm okay for 8 weeks.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Just don't do the heavy lifting and all that stuff. I don't know if you're going to listen or not, except to you.
No, I don't do any of that stuff anymore. No more heavy lifting. So what you got for planned for the day?
Today, a plan supposed to visit a couple of families today and come back. And, you know, I was home yesterday all day, had a couple of beer, you know, that's why.
You had a couple of beers?
Yeah, I'll text you why I had a couple of beer anyhow.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. Well, yeah, I'm glad you stayed home if you had a couple of beers.
I call it a couple more than that.
Jack, did you tie one on yesterday, did you?
No. No. It was good, you know, good fun. I went over my daughter. She invited me to come for dinner. I said, okay, no problem. I went to eat there and all that. Then I got home.
Oh, okay. Well, cherish those moments, that's for sure. You know, dinner with the daughter. I had the same thing this weekend, and I don't see her as much as I'd like to, but I always cherish the time with her for sure.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Yeah, I will text you why I was home yesterday. I ain't gonna say it on the air. too many of the theaters open.
Yeah, I was just up on 20 and 40. Not a whole lot going on right now, that's for sure. A couple guys rag chewing up on 40, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see what today brings. But all right, Jack, good hearing from you. I saw you didn't get on the morning brew list there. I can't even remember what the question was, but I didn't get up in time. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. From KF8DRC, this is WD8KLL. I'll be clearing your final.
Good talking to you, Greg. I will definitely thank you, why and all that stuff. That bad stuff. I couldn't get in because I woke up at 8:30 and it was too late to put in the call sign. And also they had a problem with that GM over there at that Renaissance. They had a really problem. One of the guys out here trying to contact them, and he couldn't, they didn't hear him at all, so. And I said, let me forget about that.
Why don't you go through your hotspot directly to East Coast Reflectors?
I don't know what, it doesn't show it on the computer. So I don't know. I know what you're saying. And all they have to do is put their call sign. I mean, put the frequency, and I can talk on my 390.
I just do it through EchoLink on my iPad. I just, all through the internet, right through EchoLink. It works good.
You're right. Yeah, I got Echolink. I can go through them. I can go on All-Star. I got two All-Stars. One on handheld and one on telephone. I got both of them. So I can go on one. But I figure on the radio it's better than I don't know. They said on the radio it's better from text them and all that stuff. And some said, no, you're not going to get there, which is true. Sometimes you don't get there on the radio. And I don't know, that repeater they got over there, I don't know what it is. But some of them says it's not good enough for the radios.
I don't know. I've always just done the Echolink. Question of the day, have you ever binge-watched a television show? Well, I'm sure you've done that, Jack.
I like John Wayne and Gary Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a big John Wayne fan. Yeah, you would have been a big yes.
Yeah, that's why I missed it. It was too late. It was 8:30, and they had everybody on, and I couldn't get in.
Yeah, it looks like 134 people checked in today. So, all right, well, there's always tomorrow.
I will talk later. Thanks for calling KFA DRC.
Okay, Jack, have a great day. We'll talk to you later. WDAKLL, I'm clear.
KF8DRC, KE4ZYQ.
Well, good morning, Joe. And how are you doing this morning?
So far, pretty good, thank you. And yourself, hopefully doing good. Got some things done around the house. Put my new sticker on my car. That's good for 2 years for traveling. And I heard you talking briefly there as I turned my radio on. You said something about Cary Grant and John Wayne or something. Yeah, Cary Grant, he used to talk like that. Cary Grant, yeah.
Yeah, I like to watch John Wayne. I do have all his DVDs and all that, and I watch them all. The one I like is the Chisholm. The Chisholm is the best out there for me. I don't know about anybody else. And I like Gary Cooper, the way he walks.
Jack, you're talking back in the days of real actors and actresses. Not these made-up ones that all they do is scream and yell and whatever. These guys have played multiple characters in society or movies that most people would die to be able to do, right?
Yeah, it really was old days. It was the best. Because I've been here since 68. I came after the riot. A couple of days after the riot, and that's when I came in.
Hey, Jack, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hello and wish you a good day and good rest of the week. And remember my motto, stay out of trouble or don't get caught. Pick one of them. You can't get in trouble and stay out of trouble. So, and don't get caught either. So 7-3 for now, KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Joe, good talking to you and good to hear you. We'll talk again anyhow, Joe, anytime you like. No problem. KF8DRC.
7-3, KE4ZYQ, clear.
KCKKO.
where you go.
Waterford. Gotta go take care of an issue that doesn't really describe what the issue is, but I gotta go take care of it.
Okay, I'm just leaving. Fabulous Ferndale, but maybe you're still around.
Yeah, that would have been nice if I could grab a cup of coffee and you could meet my coworker Brad, but unfortunately, they just got us running like a chicken with no head. Go here, go here, go here.
I get it. I understand.
This happens when you got the two technicians in the field out there.
WABD. I get it. No worries.
You off back to the office, or you got another facility you got to go to?
I'm off to the office. I got to do a bunch of paperwork that I've been procrastinating on.
Did they like your evaluation, though?
They were trying to be kind of, oh, hell, I'll say it, cheap. But, I mean, they were running the entire operation for quite some time on the backup compressor, which is only 5 horse.
And are they going to replace the primary, or are they going to look for other alternatives?
That is the $100,000 question.
About the price for a big compressor like that?
$15,000?
That's the profit after selling one car.
Oh, Grasshopper, you only knew how these boys think.
Oh, no, I'm still too, where they say, well, that's a little price, you know, well, you get what you pay for, so we're giving you a quality product with quality service, but if you want to speak out, go for it. Just don't call us when it breaks sooner than you expected.
Yeah, it's the same business. Oh, my gosh, the exit's closed. Now what? Hey, Sean, you around? WAW, WAV. Can't get on the highway at Woodward.
No.
I just learned me something.
But if you go to 11 mile, it'll get you right along the freeway, and then right after the Quinnay, you can get back on.
Well, I've already been forced onto the service drive.
It's kind of like 10, 11 miles. Keep starting that, and then right after past the Quinnay, there's the ramp's right there.
Another ramp closed ahead.
Maybe try to reach Sean on P25, see if he's around.
I might do that. Hold on. He didn't answer there either. So I think it's going to take me to your 11 mile, because now I'm following the blue sign.
Yeah, he'll just go straight up 696, and then you'll see the ramp. It's probably the quote-unquote emergency route for 696 East.
Yeah, it says detour, East 696, taking me north on Campbell.
Oh, look, my next customer. So I'll be stepping out again for a short stat. But of course, alas, I'll be back again. Thank you.
Go fix some stuff, will ya? WABD Mobile. WABD.
commercial applications. I do have a couple power plants and aviation, federal buildings, things like that. It all depends on the application of what you have installed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, municipalities are big. I worked temporarily at the West Bloomfield Police Department for as like technical support, and I had a card to get through any door. You know, like you had to keep the card on one of those dongles or whatever, and just had to keep, you know, every door you went through had a swipe.
Yep, I used to have them a long time ago, like 20-some-odd years ago. But I do have a few townships and quite a few schools. Because it all depends on what you want is what you get. But like the airport is full-blown, 100% access control. You take your card, go through the door, and then you close the door. Then when you leave, you go out the door unless it's an emergency. You get the crash bar, which then sends off a D-check unit, which then trips a sounder and a BS or triggers a camera to point, you know, to point at the door, and then of course airport security and airport police are on your carrier within a minute.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and yet people slip through those things somehow. Gets people aren't careful enough who follows in behind them and such.
You do that, it's a prison. It's a federal penalty, and you lose your badge, and whoever the badge works for, it's a $10,000 fine. And they have it all in, you cannot fight it. So if you're going through a door, you can just walk through and walk away. You have to stand there, wait for the door to close. And if something's coming, you pull it closed fast. So. Yeah, there's a lot of stipulations and a lot of rules. Each one of those badges for my company was $3,000 a piece. So, yeah, they hold you to the rules, to the letter, to the T, to the I, to the period.
The badges are $3,000 a piece? What are they made with, gold?
Yeah, I'm on your machine. I got a Final. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Billy Oscar.
All right, very good. And I'm not, I'm just a couple minutes away from mine, so works out good. Catch you later. AB here.
KE8RUH.
W8FU.
On the way home, passing the old Gibraltar here, headed east, trying to get back in the groove of things. Got back from the southern retreat last night. Didn't have much motivation, for sure.
You got the utter one on?
That last one I think I didn't get because of the identifier.
Oh, I'm just wondering if you have the other one on.
Well, I can have the other one on. I can, let me switch over there.
WNFU.
Hey, EBA.
WAVD.